boys and girls, moms and dads, adults and children everywhere. Welcome to the new Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler is here. Jennifer's not had enough of her foolishness. Actually, this is where the rubber hits the road. You hear the discussion about where the night job affects the day job, or the day job affects the night job. In this case, it's the early morning job affecting the other job, the family store, if you will, calls. Oftentimes, Jennifer has meetings with her father. They run the CRN Digital Talk Networks in Los Angeles, and she was out very late last night entertaining and partying. I don't know if I'm saying partying, but I'm getting, frankly, the idea that she was trying to convince somebody to do something. And the convincing lasted well into the night. So she's taking a nap, and so it's Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen with you, and the guidelines for what to be focused on today, the important stories of the day, is what we do here every day, talk about them with the different degrees of interest. The story that first catches my attention today, number one on the hit parade, in fact, is a discussion about drugs. No, not those kind of drugs, but these kind of drugs. The people in our country now who are on cholesterol drugs, who are supposedly in need of a way to control their cholesterol. So the headline reads, U.S. doctors urge wider use of cholesterol drugs. Can you take a cholesterol-reducing drug?
I do not.
No.
I haven't had a... I don't remember what the numbers are, but my cholesterol is okay.
It's good. So that does not contribute to your high blood pressure?
No.
Working with me does, but not...
I think it's more likely my genes.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
So if you've asked your doctor what your odds are of suffering a heart attack, there's usually a number, your cholesterol number. There's a new heart disease prevention guideline that's out today that suggests that doctors will be taking a very different approach, focusing more broadly on risk and moving away from specific targets for cholesterol. The guidance offers doctors a new formula for estimating risk that includes age, gender, race, and factors like whether you smoke or you don't. For the first time, these guidelines take aim at preventing strokes, not just heart attacks. Partly because of that, they set a lower threshold for using medicines to reduce the risk. Recommend using statin drugs like Lipitor. Identify four groups of people that they are helping a great deal. So what is the result of all of this? As you listen to me talking about this, you're wondering, okay, how does it affect me? Well, twice as many of you, maybe as many as a third of all adults in the country, will be told to consider taking statins, which lower cholesterol, but also reduce heart risks in other ways. Michael, see if you can wake up Dr. Ken, will you? Let's see if he's got something that he might want to say about this. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is one of the country's foremost cardiologists and also happens to be a contributor to the Good Day program. I think that that's a significant... He's been recommending and using statins for a long time. So let's find out from him, if we can find him, what he thinks really the story behind the story may be with regard to this. All right? So that's item number one. Item number two has to do with the Philippines, the looting that's going on there. What I guess you, when a place is ravaged by typhoon or hurricane or tornado or whatever the natural disaster is, unfortunately, the best and the worst present themselves. The best in the way you are hearing and seeing people from all around the world offering to help. That's good. The worst thing is the looting that's going on, the people that are being literally killed or dying because they have no food, they have no water, no sustenance. That sort of thing is what you expect because that's part of human nature. Unfortunately, those of us who believe in a higher power wonder often out loud sometimes why it is that these sort of things happen. It has to do with free will, has to do with motivation, has to do with a lot of different things. So anyway, it is kind of what it is. Frigid weather over there, and frigid in the sense that the typhoon created a whole different, usually on the, well, I probably shouldn't use the word frigid. For them, it's frigid. They're on the equator, so how frigid can it be at 100, pretty much 100 plus every day? But the temperatures, one of the things that happens, I don't know if you know this or not, Kenny, because you haven't been, well, you lived in the Carolinas for a long time. Mm-hmm. You remember going through any hurricanes?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember what happened after the hurricane came through, if there was a danger of a tornado? The tornadoes were created by the vast difference in upper air temperatures. That's what creates a tornado. When there is a clash, a serious clash of weather systems that basically are created out of warm temperatures at one level in the atmosphere and cold temperatures in another, and they come together and kaboom! That's what causes serious thunder storms and creates tornadoes and all kinds of other wild things like wild wind. So when the hurricane blew through, there were other things that came about as a result of it, a hurricane, it's a typhoon, the tornadic effect and the change in temperature, because the energy, especially at 175 to 180 miles an hour of sustained wind, is going to suck everything from pretty much every part of the atmosphere. Normally these, as I understand it, when I've read into hurricanes and typhoons, pretty much the same thing. If you ever see a satellite, you ever seen the satellite pictures of what these big, huge, immense weather systems look like? It's always sort of like what the water looks like going down the toilet, right? That cloud formation looks like the water going down the toilet. And what it is this huge sucking system that pulls in everything that's in the atmosphere that's around it. So if, especially if it's at 30,000 feet and then goes down, which can be the case, it's going to suck everything that's in the atmosphere around. And this storm was like 1,000 miles wide. So you can imagine what it's sucking in. Wow. And that includes certainly the temperature. So it got really cold in the Philippines for a while. And because there was no, I mean, you know, usually there's no heat there. Because they don't need it. There's more air conditioning where if you were to go into a big city, but they don't, you know, these people live in shacks, many of them, as you can tell by looking at the pictures, the videos, and the stills from this area. There's nothing left because there's no building code that amounts to anything, kind of like Haiti in that sense, although this devastation makes Haiti look like picnic time. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that things have changed there so rapidly, temperature-wise, weather-wise, condition-wise. Now the weather is beautiful, supposedly, and there isn't as much humidity, but it'll come back in fast because that's what there is there. But at any rate, that's caused a lot of people to, you know, you get into varying degrees of climate, you don't have many clothes to wear, things change, and you get sick. And there's no medicine, there's no food, there's nothing. So it may be that there's a number, 2,000 or so that supposedly are dead, somewhere in that number. Mm-hmm.
And then around 2,000.
Yeah, but that's that number. There are 2 million that are missing. So if they've reported or confirmed a couple of thousand dead, but they also don't know where another 2 million are, what do you think the chances are that a lot of those people are going to not make it? Because they're, again, no food, no water, no shelter, no basics, nothing. So that'll be the story going forward, I think, don't you, Kenny?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And it's going to take time because this has just been so devastating, and there's no power. So we're going to get news like we did 40 years ago out of this.
Yeah. Wow, wouldn't that be refreshing? Yeah. Maybe we'll actually get some news, in fact, which is another thing I'd like to talk about in a matter of moments, maybe make it a conversation for part of the balance of the hour. The news media and whether or not you trust it, based on the 60 Minutes in Benghazi story that has a lot of people talking about whether the news media is trustworthy. That's probably a pretty good question to exercise. We'll ask that question at facebook.com/goodday and Twitter at Good Day Show. 16 after the hour. Are you hoping for thicker, fuller, richer, healthier hair? Would you like that? You've maybe made some inquiries into doing some things to fix both men and women are losing their hair. And it's at an alarming rate in our country. So what do you do to fix the problem? Do you put on a rug, wear a wig? Do you have a transplant? Or you join the hair club? What do you do? Here's my suggestion. Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia Super Concentrate, created for people who are losing their hair. They're just little bottles, very powerful. A lot of people who are talking about this, who have used it for a while, find amazing results. Hair becomes thicker every day. This is a wonderful product, and it will revitalize your hair follicles. It will block the DHT, which is the reason that the hair under certain circumstances doesn't grow. It'll improve scalp circulation. This is a safe, all-natural product. No side effects whatsoever. Phone call to 800-525-8319. Get you into the fuller, stronger, younger hair zone. Say goodbye to wasting your hair, seeing it on your pillow or on your hairbrush, and say hello to the hair coming back on your head. It works wonderfully well and fairly quickly. 800-525-8319. When you call that number, mention Doug Steffen, and you'll get this new super concentrate from Provia absolutely free. It'll work. Help yourself, but hurry, because this offering will last forever. 800-525-8319. I think I've convinced a lot of people to try Provia, see what the results are. And you know what? If you don't notice the difference in 4 or 5 months, you get your money back. That's why I like the product as well. So I'm using it. It's doing a nice job in a little place that I needed a little more growth. It'll work for you. Provia, 800-525-8319.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance superbuys. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens. 10% points on first $1,000 spent and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
You keep saying you got something for me.
It's ankle boots.
Something you call love.
Those super stylish ankle boots you love from Old Navy? This Saturday only. They're just $19 for women, $15 for girls. Because girls' feet are smaller. One of these days, try this Saturday only. Plus, this weekend, all shoes are up to 35% off. Only at Old Navy. Offer valid on select styles and in select stores only. Saturday, November 16th, while supplies last.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Winter Lager is here.
So good.
Got a little bit of sweetness, but it goes down real smooth.
Light, sweet smell to it.
A little bit of orange in there.
There is a little hint of cinnamon.
It makes you feel like, you know, winter's around the corner and you're getting ready for it.
It warms you up, and it makes you feel good.
I wish they served Winter Lager all year round.
This is actually my favorite beer from Sam Adams. Even though it's a dark beer, it's not a heavy beer.
It's definitely a good beer.
This is my jam, the Winter Lager. I love this more than anything in the world.
Cheers. Thank you, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Winter Lager. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a good, must be massive, responsibly.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Often on the Good Day program, one of the things that we like to do is highlight some of the television programs that get a lot of attention. These programs that focus on entertaining, mostly music. For example, The Voice, which is a big show on NBC, on last night and the night before. This is CeeLo Green and his team singing Rome during the course of the program. If you want to listen to it for a moment or two, help yourself. Crank it up, Michael. Team Austin Jenks and Tessan Chin were saved. They were part of some singing earlier on. All right, so anyway, we've got that report for you. I don't tend to be too keen on most of these shows. Once in a while, I tap into them. I find the judges to be over the top and different, especially CeeLo and Christina Aguilera. I don't mind Adam, and I don't mind, what's the country kid's name? Blake.
Yeah. Blake Shelton.
Those two are okay, but the other two a little. That's part of showbiz, right? Speaking of showbiz, we also like to, during this part of the program, highlight some of the late-night monologues and see if we can get a smile, crack a smile with Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, David Letterman, and Jimmy Fallon in that order.
Thanksgiving right around the corner.
It is?
Yeah, that's what people say when it's about a week and a half away. And did you hear this? Walmart made a big announcement. Walmart announced that this Thanksgiving, I think for the first time ever, they're opening earlier than they ever have. Yeah. Because what better way to celebrate the pilgrims' arrival in America than buying crap made in China? That's what was intended. Boy, there is a lot of good political gossip going around. It seems that during his re-election campaign this year, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie paid $46,000 to get advice from a former strategist for Mitt Romney. Yeah. In fact, the advice he got, if they want to be president of the United States, don't listen to us. Okay? So actually, he only paid Mitt's strategist $16,000. They told him to move the other $30,000 to the Cayman Islands. So that was pretty good advice.
We were talking earlier about people in television having to make apologies. 60 Minutes had a story that turned out not to be true about Benghazi. They had to apologize. 60 Minutes, a rare apology, a rare mistake from 60 Minutes. And then today, embarrassed again, turns out the stopwatch on 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
Not accurate.
Hey, this came out today, too. I thought this was kind of weird. A very interesting fact about the president. Just came out that President Obama brings a portable security tent with him on overseas trips so that he can reclassify documents in his hotel room. He sets up a tent in his hotel room. Obama says it's a good way to avoid being spied on while he keeps track of who he's spied on. That's what he's like. I don't want anyone seeing. Anyone in my tent? Of course, some people don't think that's that big of a deal. One guy was like, I used to pitch tents all the time when I was growing up.
All right. We're working on the question, do you trust the news media? A lot of conversation, David Letterman just adding to it. He's an employee of CBS, and he took a shot at 60 Minutes and their admission that they didn't tell the truth. They didn't get the... I don't think that they lied intended. I just think they didn't do a good job of reporting. Isn't that a better way of looking at it, Kenny? I think that's the...
Yeah, lazy.
They were trying. Yeah, lazy reporting. They weren't trying to mislead people. It didn't seem to me that they were, anyway. So I think that's... We get those spins, and they're not necessarily correct. So we'll put a little spin on it ourselves. With Chris Christie also in the focus in the next half hour of Good Day. So, of course, you're going to stick around. It's 28 after the hour now on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Eric Erickson. Coming right up, why did Republican Cuccinelli lose in red Virginia?
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Erickson. Why did a very conservative Ken Cuccinelli lose in red Virginia to a flawed Democratic nominee like Terry McAuliffe?
When you look at the numbers in the exit polls, only 28% of people said that Obamacare was the big issue. The opinion of Obamacare itself in the exit poll was about the same as it was before the website. I think Cuccinelli's problem was the state is rapidly changing. African Americans were a higher percentage of the electorate than they are of the population.
I think Cuccinelli was hurt by the lieutenant governor choice. He has been talking to me since last year about some of the opposition he was having within his own party. They could not galvanize it. But I do think that towards the end, when Ken made it all Obamacare all the time, that things started to shift in his direction.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and Eric Erickson.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
You gotta polish it, right?
But yes.
Silver rust. Wow, who's experienced that? 888-302-3684. That and many other penetrating questions. A part of the Good Day program for Wednesday, the 13th of November. Ken Kessler is here with me. Jennifer is off today. So we are contemplating other things. Well, not other things. We're not contemplating whatever's going on with Jennifer because she's not here. So we can contemplate what's going on with you. And the question is sort of a thread. Oftentimes there's a thread established in the program, and it may last for a few hours. This program is on the air 6 hours a day, every day of the week. So there are varying themes that are bound to develop depending on your interest. And because of the 60 Minutes flap, people love that term, the story of Benghazi, which turned out to have information in it that was not correct, a lot of people are asking whether or not the news media is to be trusted. What say you on that? 888-302-3684. The thought for the day today comes from Gail Sheehy, who is a prominent philosopher of note, and I happen to like to read her things. She says, quote, "If we don't change, we don't grow. If we don't grow, we are not really living. Growth demands a temporary surrender of security." Do you realize how penetrating that is to many people who don't want to question their reality, even though they know there's something about their reality that's wrong, it doesn't fit, it doesn't work, they're not happy? And so if you are thinking about that, perhaps you ought to think about changing the way you think, the way you act, the way you feel, because you will grow then, and then you will live. Growth equals living, in my book, and it does demand a temporary surrender of your security. So there you go. 888-302-3684. What do you make of Chris Christie? Question? Maybe there's an answer. Maybe the better question here, Kenny, is I'm going to say Chris Christie. Give me one word that applies to him. All right, I'll start with you, Kenny. Chris Christie.
Successful.
Ah, very good. I like that. He is, after all. Whether you agree with his politics or not, how many people get why Chris Christie, who is a Republican governor in a blue state, can get elected and do so in basically a landslide? Because he didn't really have any competition at all, right?
Yeah.
And he didn't like, the unions, they they were trying to chop him off at the knees because he cut state budgets and affected a lot of people who are big union people. Does he come off like a bully? Or
He doesn't come off like a partisan. I don't think he does.
No.
He wins elections. So some people, whether your politics are, I mean, I don't, you know me, I don't want to talk, I don't care what your politics are. If you want to know what mine are, just ask me. But I think no matter where you are politically, Christie is somebody to watch. And I'm not sure that I'm even talking about the next presidential election. But he has a secret that media companies, big companies of any, I'm in the media business, so I often tend to think in terms of what the media is all about. But he's not really, as I'm presenting a politician. For me, he's an example of how constituencies, audiences, customers, if you will, are changed or changing. But yet, generally speaking, politicians aren't. Look at what's going on in Washington. Look at what's going on in the media business. And that's why I ask the question, do you trust the news media? Because they're sticking to the old paradigm. Guys like Christie are not. He's a master, authentic. Nothing is more valued by younger people than being real. I think in general, nothing is valued by real people more than other real people. Christie says what he thinks. There are a lot of people who are in the medium that I'm in that pump out hype and BS. And that's thus the credibility question about CBS and 60 Minutes. Christie tells reporters to shut up. Have you seen some of that video?
Yeah.
Every politician's dream. He shoots from the lip, as one person I saw wrote, gets rewarded with a landslide win. So, in your business, are you authentic? Are you able to overcome your shortcomings? When you think about Christie, he's the guy, and I'm not onto this because of because I want Christie to be president. But I sure would like to have the feeling in political circles that you get if you're in New Jersey. My friend Tom Kreitler, who's a Democrat, likes Christie a lot. And that's because he gets both sides to agree with him. Romney didn't like it when Christie embraced Obama after the hurricane, but the residents of New Jersey loved it. Because it said, I'll hug anybody who helps put the storm damage behind us and helps the people of the state of New Jersey. Meanwhile, a lot of really clueless politicians were holding up the Sandy aid because they were Republicans and there was a Democratic bill. Remember that last year?
Yeah.
What stupidity. And that happens a lot in many facets of business and life. And I sadly say that some of my brethren in the world of news talk radio are like that because they have an audience, but the audience isn't really growing because it isn't what younger people who are voting for guys like Christie are all about. So you can rip him apart if you want to because he's not a conservative guy, and that's the base of your radio program. But as the audience gets older, that tends to diminish the size of your audience if you're not going down that street. It's kind of like how you win elections. You got to know who's out there voting, right? And appeal to them. And Christie does that. That's why I like him. And I think, if I do say so myself, this radio program sort of reflects what he's all about. Because what he's about is what I'm about. He is... think about it. How many fat jokes has Christie been the butt of? He can eat donuts on David Letterman. Everybody laughs, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kenny. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say something very rare for a politician is that he has a sense of humor about himself.
Yeah, right. And
he can
look
take
at the,
a joke.
The people who are out of it, who demand skinny models as a standard for beauty, I don't see that. I see the women that I am attracted to that don't necessarily look like Christie. No, let's hope not anyway. But I think that women who have shape
Yeah, I mean, Christie's over the top, and he needs to be on a diet, and he needs to take better care of himself. He recognizes that. But he often takes a shot at himself at his own expense. But he listens. He listens. And when you're around him or you see him, there's a sense of fun to him. Isn't there?
Yeah.
There's a sense of, hey, this guy's an okay guy. I mean, when Obama had the beer summit with those two guys, you didn't really feel like Obama was into it or really enjoyed a beer with the guys. Did you?
No.
Nah. But Christie...
He's out of touch.
Right. If you go, especially now, but if you were to go to have a beer with Christie, you'd feel like, this guy is with me. I get it. So we need more Christies, is what I'm suggesting to you. Whether it's the discussion about gay marriage, and whether it's the discussion about immigration reform, or whether it's political power, and whether it's people listening to the radio. I, as I said, don't care about his politics one way or another. He is popular, however, because he gets what people want. I suggest to you that a lot of radio stations and television stations and newspapers, magazines are not following what Christie's example is all about. And I hope that I can, because I think he's a winner. And frankly, why not be a winner? 888-302-3684. So that underscores the question of whether or not you trust the news media, and we'll take calls on that in a matter of moments. This is a good day at 17 before the hour.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance supervised. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens. 10% in points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 131.14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Get ready. Get set for the holidays for less at Lumber Liquidator's huge flooring sale. Save on over 150 floors, including first quality laminate from 49 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from only $1.69 per square foot. Beautiful bamboo up to 15% off our incredibly low prices. Plus, save on great holiday gifts or floor 'em with a gift card. And get special financing. Hurry, get a great deal on a new floor just in time for the holidays. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday deal today.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
On Saturday, November 16th, Discovery Channel will premiere Pain Matters, a documentary that explores chronic pain, its individual and societal impact, and the future of pain management through the stories of persons living with chronic pain and their loved ones, as well as the perspective from leading national experts in pain management. Penny Cowan, the executive director of the American Chronic Pain Association.
Today, there are 100 million American adults who live with chronic pain. That's more than cancer, diabetes, and heart disease combined. Chronic pain can limit many aspects of a person's life and the ability to participate in daily tasks. I hope that Pain Matters helps drive a conversation of how we can better support people with pain and their loved ones.
The documentary can also be viewed online at painmattersfilm.com. Financial support, clinical input, and other expertise for Pain Matters were provided by Teva Pharmaceuticals.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
888-302-3684. Jennifer not here with us this morning. Jen has succumbed to being tired. What a horrible reality that is. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. Here's Dan in Jackson, Tennessee, with what he is thinking regarding news media. Truth or untruths, or Chris Christie, as he replies. All right, here we go. Dan, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, what's up, Doug? How you doing?
I'm well, thank you, sir. What about with you?
Oh, great, great. I was going to say, I ain't really been a big Chris Christie fan in the past.
You have or have not been?
I have not. Not that I've totally called him. I just, I'm more in the social conservative crowd. But I'm willing to compromise at some extent to win, to beat Hillary, because Hillary's going to have somebody really good to beat Hillary. There's no doubt about that. So, but if I'm not mistaken, Doug, I think he is pro-life. And I may be wrong about that.
Well, but you know what? I go back to what I said yesterday, the day before, the day before, the day before that, in terms of winning. If you look back at those people who said, I'm not voting for Mitt Romney because he's not conservative enough, look at what you get as a result of not going to the polls.
Absolutely. And
so
I voted for Mitt Romney.
There you go. That's all. That's the lesson, Dan. Thank you. 888-302-3684. Here's Lynn in Utah on the news media.
I trust C-SPAN and NPR. I have extremely low confidence in journalism today, and the reasons are there's fewer journalists in the United States. Other European nations have kept the number of journalists they've had traditionally. I think the USA, we have been corporatized, for example. The least profitable stories are not run anymore, for example, like poor people. So we don't get real news anymore. We just get the news that's profitable to the corporations.
888-302-3684. You know how I feel about that. Here's Jim in Georgia on Good Day.
I'm a centrist. I'm not extreme either way. And I read a lot of newspapers. I like the Washington Post. I do not trust the New York Times, although I have a subscription to it. I think CNBC is very good. MSNBC, they're whack jobs. on the other hand, they're almost the Fox News of the left. And I think CNN and NPR are pretty good.
Okay. That's an interesting way. There's a variety. He's got a variety in his focus there, Kenny. By the way, what are you finding from your responses? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, in terms of people trusting the news media or not.
Tim says, no, the 60 Minutes thing was just fuel for the fire. Carl says, not one of them can be trusted. Jay says, you have to do your own verification on all news outlets when news is done for profits. Money talks.
Mm-hmm. Well, the influence of the advertisers, I've certainly found that. I'm not a newsman. I ran a news radio station in the mid-80s in Boston, and I will tell you, advertisers didn't like what they were getting. Sometimes they'd have influence, no question about it. Here's Ellie in New York with a focus on her sources.
I always like to have a balanced approach. I'm a big person from radio, public radio, and when I do television, my news, I was raised on PBS here in New York City. And for print media, I try to get it balanced as well. So ultimately, I like to take responsibility for my own conclusions, and I just like to draw from a variety of resources. There's a lot out there, and I like to think I take advantage of all that's being offered.
Well, thank you for taking advantage of the opportunity, madam. 888-302-3684. This will be a thread off and on during the course of the program. It's 51 after the hour. This is the daily Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do today?
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Technology time. It's Tech Talk time on the Good Day program. The I'm chuckling at one of the stories that I think I want to spend a moment or two on. That is robots of the future being powered by your urine. So we'll get to that. Solar-powered Ray-Bans are big. There's a story about that that's important. We'll go over it from DougSteffen.com. First, though, we start with Shelley Palmer, who's going to talk with you about T-Mobile's offer that anybody who buys an iPad directly from them will get some free data. Let's find out if that's a good deal in just a moment here on Good Day.
Office Max, business tip of the day. According to a survey by the National Small Business Association, nearly half of all small businesses have been victims of cyber attacks. By storing your business data on the cloud, your sensitive information can be protected with a secured platform, boost productivity with anytime, anywhere access, and reduce hardware, paperwork, and management costs. This tip was brought to your business by the new Office Max Services Center.
Get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We save big on IT support, cutting costs and securing files. We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, leading up to the iPad Air's launch, T-Mobile announced that anyone who bought the new iPad through them would get 200 megabytes of 4G data per month free. It's not a ton of data, but free is free, and you can use it to do some basic stuff in a pinch. It turns out that was sort of true, with a hitch. Existing T-Mobile customers can get the best of all worlds, the ability to pay for a new iPad in monthly installments, plus the free data. But things get a little trickier if you're new to T-Mobile. New customers can get the free data with no strings attached if they buy the new iPad outright from T-Mobile. But if you're hoping to finance the iPad over 24 months, just as T-Mobile offers for all of its smartphones, and get free data for life, you'll need to sign up for a 500 megabyte plan at $20 per month. It's still a good deal, just not a no-brainer. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
After teaching science all day, I catch my share of colds.
And as a parent, I choose the fast, effective relief of new Zefrex D. It's got pseudoephedrine, the decongestant pharmacists trust most, with or without a prescription. But only Zefrex D is both fast-acting, going to work in as little as 30 minutes, and has an advanced formula that's highly meth-resistant. Ask behind the counter for new Zefrex D with the decongestant pharmacists trust most, and the formula our communities can trust, too.
Use as directed.
Get it started.
I own a pop stand, actually two. Sure, there are days I say, let's blow this pop stand, but not today. I just discovered the new services center at Office Max. Their team is printing our new signs, posters, and banners, and we saved a bundle. Our stores look amazing, and business is popping. Let's get it
started. This week, save $10 on any $35 you spend on print services at the new Office Max Services Center. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Our story today at DougSteffen.com, focusing on solar-powered Ray-Bans. This is something that was developed in India, apparently. The Indians have come up with another eco-friendly use for a pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses. Kenny, you got any Ray-Ban sunglasses?
No, I don't.
I think I have some knockoffs. I like them, frankly. And nothing's better, though, than those Elvis sunglasses we got at your wedding.
Yeah, those are great.
I grabbed a bunch of those. I still have a few pair of those, much to the chagrin of some of my friends who see me in them and laugh. At any rate, the designer of these solar-powered Ray-Bans noticed that it was silly to wear these sunglasses at night. She's managed to equip the Ray-Bans with a solar panel, allowing the sunglasses to harness energy in the day so it can be detached and used to charge your iPhone when the sun goes down. So a pair of Ray-Bans that you can use to charge your iPhone. Story and the picture at DougSteffen.com. Check that out. Along with the story about robots in the future. Okay, so here's an idea. The ecology of this may be questionable, but anyway, you take it for what it's worth. A team of researchers from a university in England has latched on to the idea that urine can make electricity. They've taken the idea a step further to make a system that could keep powering a robot for a long time using a device that mimics the pumping action of the human heart. Researchers able to provide a microbial fuel from your urine to make the robot keep moving. It's, you know, converting basically your waste to electricity. So a robot powered by urine is in urine's future. 59 after.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.